This episode of Transmission Folklore has content warnings for the following. Overall themes of drowning and murder, as well as pretty intense arguing. Please note that if you are driving, the following sounds will be in this episode. Engine revving, tires squealing, and a car crash. If you are driving and these sounds are a potential trigger, please consider pausing this episode and checking the episode description for timestamps when you are safely stopped. Please do what you need to take care of yourself.
Do you want any sauce?
Can I get a spicy mustard, please?
Is it spicy?
I mean, what do you think?
A spicy mustard and a chocolate shake.
We are not doing chocolate shake in this car.
I will go to the bathroom at some gas station. The lactose is worth it.
We are in a car. It is the winter. Do not threaten me. You almost shit your pants last time, lactose intolerant ass.
The Lavender Lemonade Collective presents Transmission Folklore.
I hate chicken nuggets.
That's a hard stance at 8 a.m.
They should only be one bite. Why are they so big?
You eaten today?
Yeah. Chicken nuggets. I should have gotten a burger.
I wish we had an oven.
I would kill for my mom's gumbo. I miss it.
Bianca makes the gumbo, right?
Bianca. She's got the best gumbo. I got some right before we left. I miss her.
If we finish this, we could go home. Well, you could go home. I could go back to Houston, I guess.
Is Houston not your home?
I don't really have a home. I mean, I had my school, where my parents raised me, but I left. And contrary to what Rowan will tell you, I had a big fight with my dad. I didn't leave because of Emery.
What was it about?
It's stupid. I wanted to be a writer and go to school for that. I wanted to write, like, full-blown novels and series and all that.
That's so cool. What have you written?
Mostly love stories.
Really? Why didn't he like that?
They were about sirens. He was worried or whatever about secrets getting out.
Yeah, sirens would freak people out. But how could they trace you?
Which is what I said.
Oh.
I just wanted a book I can see myself in.
Valid.
It's frustrating because, like, yeah, of course I'm gonna be fucking careful. But he wants me to be safe for us. Which is not what I want. We can do something else if you want for lunch. Do you see food?
I saw a cheap little Mexican place around here.
We're too far north to get Mexican food.
We're in Missouri. This is still south.
Emotionally, sure. But physically, this is the Midwest, and I do not deserve to subject my body to a chain Mexican food place from the Midwest.
Valid.
We're almost at the mouth of the Missouri River.
You follow the rivers like roads.
I mean, they're the same thing. But a river is more permanent.
How do you mean?
It stays. Sure, a river is ever-changing. Water flows, and somewhere around here, the water even got reversed. But a river will stand the tests of time far better than any road. Put too much weight on a road, it buckles. The road breaks down and the river still flows. The road gets built over a river, but the road breaks and the river flows. Roads are made to be crumbled, and rivers crumble them.
That's poetic.
It's just the facts.
It's pretty. Do you really think we'll get to live normally after this?
I don't know. I'm not going back to the University of Houston if we actually win.
How could we lose?
We don't have as much magic as we need. Emery kills us before it's ready. A bad rainstorm could take us out.
Yikes.
Again, just the facts. I'm trying not to let it rain.
I don't think it'll be Emery. They seem really hesitant.
To kill us?
To kill me.
They're going to kill you because you're with me.
They just didn't sound like they wanted to.
They what? When?
They seemed really hesitant.
Did you speak to Emery?
Yeah.
When?
What do you mean, when?
When did you speak to Emery? Did they hurt you? Was it in person? Did they sing?
No, it wasn't in person. I don't know, the night you told me about being a siren, I think.
So you just haven't told me this whole time. Open your phone.
I'm driving and can hear you.
Open your phone. What are you doing now?
Sitting in the car.
Look at your hands. Are you eating anything?
No.
So then how does Emery have control over you?
I don't think they do.
Then why would you not tell me you spoke to Emery?
It wasn't important. You were scared.
You have to tell me when you talk to them. They're evil.
Am I supposed to tell you everything ever?
You're supposed to tell me when the evil ex who tried to drown me suddenly has your number.
They got it from some of the school people? The trans community is really small.
I'm getting back in the car.
What's the big deal?
Why wouldn't you tell me something so big, Carter?
Because it's not big.
The person trying to kill us spoke to you. The person who you've got no context for. You just found out how sirens work a few weeks ago. You don't have the context to keep yourself safe.
You trust me to pilot a 2-ton death machine, but not to talk to your ex.
Yeah.
I am capable of sound judgment.
You're naive. You think the world can be solved with a hug, but this isn't your world. I know you think I'm an edgelord or whatever, but I'm telling you the truth. We kill when we're slighted. We don't get emotional. We get even.
I don't feel comfortable getting even.
I do. And I don't want to bring you down with me, but ultimately you're bringing yourself down now, and why is that car following us?
Which one?
The hot pink Tesla, Carter. How could you miss it?
You were yelling.
Because you didn't tell me. This is a serious thing.
I'm gonna try to lose the Tesla.
I don't feel comfortable with a car chase.
We'll figure out if they're actually following us.
Change lanes.
I don't need your driving advice right now.
Shit, they changed lanes. They're definitely following us.
What should we do?
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you need my driving advice now?
Don't do that.
I don't know what you expect from me. I told you when I got a phone call. I told you when I knew we were being followed. If Emery can contact you, they're too close.
I think they just want to stop it.
Sirens have to get even, I told you.
It's not always murder.
It's murder right now.
How did Emery get a new car?
I don't know if that's Emery.
Anyone worse it could be?
Fuck. It's Maeve.
Who?
Maeve's one of the role players. We were a lot less close. Let's just say she's a complete nightmare. And she hates me. And she's a revenant.
What's up, sweetheart?
Come on, what's your beef here?
I got bored. I'll race ya.
No thanks.
Not you, Normie.
Leave him alone. He didn't do anything.
Getaway driver, my enemy, is my enemy. 5.
Come on.
4.
You're gonna hurt him and I'll tell Horatio.
Ooh, I'm terrified. 3, 2, 1, bye.
of a swaddling bitch!
Ah. You make lots of friends, I see.
Yeah, Carter. Everyone is as desperate as you to be my friend. They all kidnap me, drag me across the South into the Midwest so they can moan about gumbo and gastrointestinal distress.
And everyone's dying to hear you wax poetic about the rivers and then say you don't feel anything. Everyone wants to listen to you be too good and too edgy and too afraid to say anything.
I don't pretend to be a good person. I don't pretend like I'm doing good. What the fuck does that even mean? I want to stay alive.
I know you're a good person.
By what standard? I use magic to make people give me better grades. I broke into a Kentucky Fried Chicken when I got into a fight with my dad and needed food. I don't check how ethical the places I eat are. We can't all be model citizens, dude. Sucks. So glad you passed the moral bar.
I'm not trying to make you act like me.
What do you get out of this conversation?
I want you to know you're a good person, if by no other standard than mine.
You've got a real low bar. No standards at all.
My standard is that when someone is hurting, you give them help. My standard is you try to save people when you can. The world isn't made of miracles. It's made of tiny little stories that made my life less shitty. You, despite all of everything, have made my life less shitty.
No, I haven't. You're on a death quest.
You brought me into a world of magic.
Why do you want to be in so much? Magic is terrible. It's impossible to understand. And the rules you can understand are unfair. And you don't deserve to die. And you will. And that's my fault.
You said it yourself. I chose to be here. I'm not leaving. Not now. Not then. Not ever. We're going to do this banishment spell. And we're going to...
Get over! Get over!
Shit! Mabe's really after us. She's like, two cars behind again. I'm going 80.
Yeah, no shit. She's a revenant. She can't actually die. She just respawns, like a video game.
What are you doing?
Calling her?
Is that a good idea?
No.
She hates you, right?
Yeah, I may be responsible for her first death.
Don't call them. I can shake them.
I don't think you can.
Just trust me.
Okay, let's go.
Shit. Shit! Stay out of my lane!
She's trying to run us over. I think getting in your lane is the point.
Zarl, not right now.
I told you we could die.
I told you I wasn't going anywhere. I promise I'm here to stay. The whole time, no matter what happens.
I'm gonna try a spell. I'm not good at magic, though.
Anything could help.
Please, Mother of the Sea, bring us under? Bring us in? Shit, she's coming.
Keep going, please.
I can't save us. I can't save you.
Try something. Anything.
You have wings? Carter. Carter! This episode of Transmission Folklore was written by Mick Coates. Carter is voiced by Orion Ibert. Sarl is voiced by Mick Coates. Maeve is voiced by Lilith Costo. This episode was edited by Orion Ibert. Special thanks to our supporters on Patreon and Ko-fi. Find more about how to support us and to access our transcripts and captions to videos at transmissionfolklore.com. This episode's cryptid is the person you used to be. Whatever you do, don't capture them on video.